the 17th of September. You have the Doug Stephan Good Day for All right, everybody, up. Ready, Roberta, up. Let's see, who else is here? Richie, up.
You know, Kenny, just because up. You get all this energy, don't drag us
Let's
into
go.
It.
Calisthenics, one, two, three, four.
Yeah.
Hey.
Cala what?
Calisthenics.
Calahoo?
California.
California. Oh, excuse me. It's California is where some people live. Calisthenics is where other people live. Hello. It is time for us to get to the important stories of the day, the best stories. I don't know what that means sometimes when I hear best stories of the day. Sometimes the most interesting stories are the ones that are the hardest to grapple with, that is to understand. And that's probably the case with Mr. Aaron and his last name isn't Aaron. His first name is Aaron. His name is Aaron Alexis. He was treated for serious mental illness, hearing voices, that sort of thing, by the United States government. How in the name of you know what does this guy get a clearance and get into this base and work for this contractor? How? And we can keep going back through this. The most recent is Snowden, although he didn't shoot anybody up. But there are plenty of examples of these people being completely derelict in their responsibility. And now it's what people are talking about. Would you rather be talking about Syria, or would you rather be talking about some of the other things that are misaligned in our world?
How do you get into a secured facility with a shotgun?
And I had three guns, the AK, whatever it was. And
I think he may have taken the gun once inside the AK.
Yeah.
And the handgun apparently he took from one of the police officers that he shot.
Yeah, he did do that, Richie. Yeah.
But how do you get through, you know, Washington, D.C.
is an assault weapon, no less.
Yeah, Washington, D.C. is not just a, hey, can I come in kind of place.
Nope, it's not. Andrea Metcalf, by the way, later in the hour, our fitness lady, fitness instructor, helping you to stay in shape. Roberta's staying in shape by moving this week. Roberta's moving from her home in Long Island into various other places that are actually underground. She has an underground bunker.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's what she's moving to. Doug Stephan's Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Roberta Fasanelli, the eighth person tied to the Colorado flooding disaster, confirmed dead by emergency management officials. In Colorado, another thing.
Find a lot more.
What in the world? Yeah, I mean, there are 1,000 people that are missing today. Yesterday, the number was 500. Today, it's 1,000 people are missing. 17,000 homes seriously damaged. About 1,600 homes gone. Flooded, washed down the river. Gone.
Poor
a
people.
Whole community wiped out by 15, almost 16 inches of rain. Now, you put yourself in that position and imagine what that kind of a life is like at the moment for those poor people who live there. There's not much you do about Mother Nature. Kind of reminds me of some of the...
You can't fool Mother Nature.
No.
And you can't control it.
Nope, you can't.
Control it.
Like women sometimes.
Just live with it.
Are
just
you speaking from experience?
I would live with it, Richie. Were I given that opportunity to make that choice, I probably would do it, because I think there's always a way around. If you have two people that want to talk about stuff and get to the heart of the matter, yep, I think you can do it
pretty
easily. But
accept it, learn with it, live it, know it.
Okay, so here's the weird, kind of creepy story of the day. There's a report today that some policeman, a Beverly Hills police sergeant, in fact, disturbed the scene of Whitney Houston's death, according to a claim filed with the city, by lifting the sheet covering her naked body and commenting on how good she looked dead.
What a nice-looking corpse. Man,
Sergeant
she looks good
Terry
even she's dead.
Nuttall.
N-U-T-A-L. Not all?
Knelt beside the body, leaned over the decedent, removed the sheet below the hoo-hoo region. And he nearly touched her body, made inappropriate comments, And he still has a job with the... Well, actually, I think he's up for disciplinary action. Yeah, really?
So somebody else was there, obviously, and saw this.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. What kind of... If in fact, you got any brains at all, you don't pull a stunt like that with somebody watching you.
Well, when you're alone, it's totally acceptable.
So. Right, exactly.
The claim was filed
by former... If nobody sees it, well, then it's okay.
Right.
All right, so here's the story. The claim was filed by a former Beverly Hills SWAT supervisor who says... And as the senior patrol sergeant on duty, he responded to the scene, attempted to secure and preserve the scene so that, you know, it's like the television shows. You messed up my crime scene.
Right.
Well, that's what this guy did by going in and picking over things that were in the room, including looking at her body. What a creep.
Well, I mean, he just wanted to make sure that, you know, everything was in order.
Right. Identifying her.
Identifying her. You know,
making sure
been,
everything was in sure place, if you know what I mean.
It could have been a reason that was perfectly feasible.
Yeah. Well, there are some weird, sick people.
Well, you know, this goes... we were talking about this before you showed up this morning, Richie. One of the things, and it kind of leads, leads back or alludes back to a conversation we had last week about all the things that go on every day and realizing how... really heinous our species is. We are really... there's something really missing from the human species. Whatever it is.
You think it's only us? You don't think any other species on...
Right, you think dolphins act like this? Is that what you're suggesting? Or elephants?
I would say that in every species that there are one in a group that do something heinous, weird, out
of... We have
of
more than one in the group
ordinary.
Here. It seems to be a trend.
We keep growing and sticking ourselves into crowded places and all
I'd
of
like
us
to,
together like we are.
Yeah, I'd like to think that we were growing. I'd like to think that I was growing anyway, and I think we've all grown. I think all of us working together, honestly, all of us and those of you who are on the dozens of news stations that are carrying the program, as you get used to all of us working together, talking about the news of the day, the events of the day, the things that people are talking about in a way that hopefully makes it relative to you, rather than just saying, John went to see Ron,
well,
and they did a bong. That's the story.
Let me ask you this and see whether this makes it relevant to you.
All right,
I was texting back and forth with a very old friend of mine yesterday who was saying she is very, very concerned.
Very old? She's 90 or she's been a friend for a long time?
Been a friend for a long time. Thank
okay.
you. And says she's very concerned about the direction our country is going into after shootings like this and whatnot.
Yep.
And my response was, don't let one maniacal crazy person affect your attitude and how you
all
live
right.
your life.
Well, that's a good given.
And she replied, I'm in denial that I don't have my eyes open. To which I replied, I sit here and talk about this stuff for 5 hours a day.
Let me throw this at you, though. Remember last week when we were talking about the dysfunction of fathers who molest their daughters and other things that happen, and it's so... prevalent.
Things that happen in families that...
Yeah. I mean, the things that... Never mind what's in this country. Things that are being done
around
all over the world that are unspeakable. And why is it that these things go unnoticed or unheralded or un... These
see,
people
the,
not
that latest story,
called
I
into account?
I believe it was in Afghanistan. An 8-year-old girl on her wedding night died.
8 years old.
On her wedding night. Okay. You can just imagine. We don't even want to go there.
Do you let the world... I mean, we're more aware of these news stories now than we ever have been.
Yeah.
Back in the 50s, 60s, 30s, 20s, and
question
before,
always comes up.
This stuff got swept under the carpet, you know, when spousal abuse and child abuse got swept under the carpet. You may have known that the neighbor, but nobody ever talked about it, and everybody went on their own little happy way. Now, how do you deal with this on a day-to-day basis with the internet and Twitter and 24-hour cable news
cycle?
So
does it make it better, or we just know? Are we better off knowing these things? Can we do something about it?
How do you deal with it personally on a day-to-day basis? Do you manage it effectively, emotionally?
What do you mean by that? Oh, mean emotionally?
Emotionally.
You have to realize you can't solve the world's problems, but what you can do is raise awareness of them, and by raising awareness of them, perhaps things can start to turn around. I think that's the most that you can do.
I would hold for those who, and this is something... that is sort of a difficult thing to work around. There is a point to which you can bring people that you care about, or they can bring you to a recognition level. There's, the important word here is level. What is the limit? What is the level to which you can go to grow? You can't force anybody into this. You need to heal on a level that you can accept, that you are, that you want to. It's, think of it like an onion. All right? The first step is to get through the outer layer, which is the behavior of the individual. And then there is the next layer, which is changing the thought process. And then the emotions that cling to memories that create mostly fear and pain, because that's what this is all about. It's all about reckoning with fear and pain that we have.
Yeah.
And then when you get through to all of that, you get to the center of the onion. It is the spiritual level, and that's where healing takes place. How many people choose not to deal at all with any of this stuff? And isn't that the problem? It's the, I mean, I can tell you, as a person who's going through a lot of this stuff right now, at my age, if I had known 20 years ago, 30 years ago, what I know today, what I feel in my heart and my soul is the gist of who I am, would my life have been different? Yep. But was it time for me to learn that stuff, or did I have to bounce around, get banged around some more before I took on this job of peeling away the layers of the onion so I could get down to the core of it? And are there people that I know who I would just love to see go through this process? Yes. Are there people who dance around it? Roberta, you dance around it.
No, I don't. Me? Well, no, absolutely not. I am the biggest realist that exists on the face of the planet.
But I'm not sure that you always were. And I
no, I always
either.
Was. No, I always was. Really? I was always very much of a realist. If anything, I was a realist with a lot of optimism that sometimes I would hope something would change, and that would keep me in a situation far too long when I should have walked way sooner.
Right. Did you ever have the conversation with the person that was on the other end?
Constantly.
To have some
constantly.
Recognition, and it wasn't possible.
Constantly, and you know, finally, you know, you go by the, you know, the what is the term? Stupidity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different
insanity,
and expecting a different result.
See, I don't think
you finally get to that.
I'm optimistic too that there are some people. I understand, and I know your circumstance, so I get it. But I think there are other circumstances in which you hope for things to be different because you know there really is some kind of realization. It's just how do we get to
how do you get
that?
To the point?
Yeah,
yep.
Right.
Yep.
And Richie's changed a lot since. Kenny, I'm not. I think you've just changed a lot spiritually because of your wife. That's the read, excuse me, that I have on it. I think Richie's changed a lot because of his exposure to the ideas that we discuss on this program, frankly.
About hey, listen, it's all a learning experience, and how can you not change when you learn every day?
Right. How can you not change being around me?
Talk about insanity.
Thank you. Okay. 21 after. No! Wait a minute. We're not using that word.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Chuck is in Seattle. Yeah. Hi, Chuck.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful greeting, Chuck.
I walked on Edward G. Robinson's
story. Hold on, man. I got to shut my radio down.
Well, wait. I'm going to do my Edward G. Robinson impersonation while you're gone.
Yeah, see, the radio's all the way across the room. See?
One radio for you, two for me.
How you doing there?
We're doing well. How you doing, see?
Perfect.
Yeah, great. Yeah, see, Chuck, what's the answer, see, Chuck, to the question, see?
Condoms, for crying out loud.
Condoms, yeah, that's right,
that.
See? Condoms. Everybody
condoms.
Need a condom.
Hey, Doug, is it condom, see?
Beg your pardon?
See?
Exactly.
You know who that thing is?
No.
Edward G. Robinson. Do Edward G. Robinson for him, Goober. Listen to this, Andy. Go on, Goob. Edward G. Robinson.
Okay, you guys. Come on, you guys. All right, you guys. Beat it, you guys.
Join the party. Doug Stephens today.
Britney Spears is in the news today, headed to Las Vegas to make a boatload of money. How would we describe a boatload of money?
Comes on a boat.
She's going to get paid $300,000 a night.
Whoa.
She signed a 2-year contract with Planet Hollywood to do 48 shows at $300,000 a whack. That comes out to be a little more than $15 million. Starting the 1st of December, just in time for Christmas. Merry Christmas, everybody! Let's go see Britney Spears on stage.
She got to be a loss leader. There's for Planet Hollywood. There's no way that they can generate that amount of money in ticket sales.
No.
So it must just, they're trying to amp the...
Come in and spend some money with us.
Yeah, they're just trying to amp the view of the hotel and the casino to get more people in there. Yeah. That's,
and
wow.
And what it is, it's all based on tourism. You know, they're all mm-hmm. based... They're not looking at people like you or I. You or I, yeah. I mean, I try to stay as far away from Vegas.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I try to stay as far away from Vegas as humanly possible. But there are a lot of people, you know, who live in areas that don't have access to entertainment, and, you know, this is where they go.
Yep.
You know, if you live in New York or L.A., you're like, oh, good Lord. No, right. I don't think so.
Who needs that?
Well, Jen goes to Vegas all the time, and she lives in L.A.
Right.
Because it's flashy. Oh, look,
shiny.
All right.
Yeah.
So, speaking of Christmas, you'll be happy to know that there are new lists of toys for Christmas that are out already, including some of the old favorites like Elmo, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and Furby are back again this year, apparently. Toys R Us today announcing their holiday incentives. I'm betting tomorrow on the Queen of Cheap Report you're going to have some of the hot toy lists. Parents are looking for ways to figure out what the trends are for their children because they want to start shopping right away.
Walmart has apparently had a test session with a bunch of kids in their stores, and they are going to have an entire aisle dedicated to the top 20 toys that those kids played with.
27 after the hour, and good day.
Having a famous psychiatrist in the family sure didn't help these two.
The pain
writer Lucian Freud and his older brother didn't speak for 50 years.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Brothers Edwin and John Wilkes Booth were both good actors, but...
Edwin really grew up in the West and the North and ended up settling in New York City. John stayed in the South and became an ardent rebel, a sympathizer. Some people think that it was in part because of his rivalry with his older brother that he ended up killing Lincoln.
In part to become more famous than Edwin ever would be. Author George Hal Colt has researched many male siblings. His book is called Brothers. He tells some wonderful stories about everything from why the Freuds didn't speak, possibly over a foot race, to the inside scoop on George and Ira Gershwin and that nefarious duo, Jesse and Frank James. The book is called Brothers, and it's a lot of fun. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Book a room and stay between August 15th and September 30th this year and save 10, 15, or even 20%. The longer you stay, the more you save. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
This fall, when your allergies strike, fight back with the power of Benadryl. It's proven more effective than Claritin at relieving your allergies. Get the powerful allergy relief of Benadryl and fight back when allergies attack. Benadryl, you know the drill.
Use only as directed, based on studies in seasonal allergic rhinitis with Benadryl allergy 50 milligrams 3 times daily versus Claritin 10 milligrams once daily. Claritin is a registered trademark of MSD Consumer Care Incorporated.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say, yes, your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo, And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Radio 101.
Which way are we going here? I'm headed to Geneva. Which way do you want to go? You want to go to Beijing or Geneva, Roberta?
Oh, no, I want to go somewhere warm, like the Caribbean.
Warm.
Yeah, or Fiji. Fiji. I'll go to Fiji.
Fiji.
Fiji, yes.
She wants to go to Fiji.
You never took me to Guam, and I've never forgiven you for that.
I'm sorry.
Guam is beautiful.
Right.
I have never forgiven you.
Hawaii without the crowds.
Yeah, really? You've never forgiven me?
No, I've never forgiven you for that.
What does that entail?
What exactly is he missing?
Yeah.
Right. That means the next time you take someone someplace warm, it better be me.
Really?
Yes.
It better be you. It better
just
be you.
Just let you know, boss.
Okay, so there were multiple deaths yesterday. A number of people injured, actually. I haven't gone through that list. We know there are 12 people who were dead in the D.C. Navy Yard shootings, but how many people are hurt? 8 was the last number I had. Kenny, has that been updated? Looking at the tweet here from the fellow who's in charge of Naval Sea Systems Command Headquarters, his name is Ed Bucklin, and he's the public relations chief. He tweeted 8 people injured, but
hearing good things of the people that were injured, good recovery status so far.
Yeah. I think it was superficial flesh wounds, that kind of stuff.
One person got shot in the head, but it did not penetrate the skull.
Oof.
Hard-headed. Lucky to be hard-headed there.
Yeah, exactly. See, looking at the ordnance that he had, too, as far as that's concerned. The Costa Concordia, upright again.
Amazing.
Operation to salvage the cruise ship off the coast of Italy.
It's not floating, though. It's kind of like resting on...
Well, it's on the thing. They built this whole sort of platform for it to sit on, so it won't sneak... This is a very deep area of the... It's not the Mediterranean. Is it the Adriatic? It's the Adriatic, isn't it? Is it the Mediterranean?
Yeah, that's the Mediterranean there. No, the Adriatic is between Italy and, you know, that
Yugoslavia.
That coast there, Yugoslavia of Eastern Europe.
Okay, so it's the Mediterranean. Yeah. So it's very deep, very quickly. And he thought he was still in the deep part. Why he was doing his shenanigans. And
I think he said he was on his cell phone. He was distracted.
No, he was trying to impress a girl.
Some girl that was on the show.
Look how close we can get so you can wave to your friends.
Right. Yeah.
It was the Italian maximum version of "Hey, Bubba, watch this."
It cost what they did yesterday alone cost $80 million for a day
to retrieve a $12 million worth of scrap
salvage, right?
Ship.
They couldn't leave it there.
They couldn't leave it there because of all of the noxious chemicals inside.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. All right. So that's that.
Wow. I'm just looking through the names of the victims here at the Navy Yard shooting.
Hmm.
Michael Arnold, 59 years of age.
Yeah.
Sylvia Frazier, 53 years of age. Kathy Gard, 62 years of age. John Roger Johnson, 73 years of age. Frank Kohler, 50 years of age. Kenneth Proctor, 46 years of age. And Vishnu Pundit, 61 years of age.
I don't think all the people have been identified yet, have they?
Well, that's seven of them.
It is.
Seven of the 12.
Of the 12, yeah. I looked earlier and I couldn't find the names.
That just struck me that they were all 50, basically 50 plus, and some of them 61, 73,
63. Yeah. Mm. For those who are interested in the New York mayoral race, Bill Thompson concedes the primary to Bill de Blasio. Does that mean de Blasio wins automatically? The Republicans, I mean, that's what Bloomberg was when he got started, and he won. So is it really a populist campaign in New York City, Roberta, versus, you know, I'm a Democrat, I only vote for Democrats?
Yeah. No, New Yorkers don't tend to vote along party lines. They vote for the person.
That's refreshing, isn't it, in a sense?
Yeah, because we're smart people here.
We are.
New York is a financial community, you know, and New Yorkers want to vote in somebody who will keep the city safe, keep the city vibrant, keep the city going, and that's all we care about. I mean, we don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, or from Mars.
The number of people unaccounted for in the Colorado flooding now up to 1,200. It was 1,000 when I first started earlier today. Apparently, it'll be a bit drier there today, whatever that means. It just means it isn't going to rain, apparently. 4 inches of rain Sunday, 2 inches yesterday, 19 inches altogether. And so you just scratch your head and think, my God, or you thank God for not being, or you, not for the God's not there, but you thank God that you're not there. Anyway, Mr. Assad is commenting for the first time on the deal. The deal's in quotation marks. Deal.
Yeah. What does that idiot have to say?
He says that the deal worked out between the Russians and the Americans is a victory. Mr. Obama says the threat still looms, and we're not going to say we're not going to go over there and bomb, but they're not going to go over there and bomb. Roberta really had this before the rest of us were thinking about it. The way she thought about it is really pretty much the way this has turned out.
Playing out, right?
Yeah.
It's all just posturing.
Yeah, right. To get the thing.
And Putin walks out looking like the peacemaker.
Yeah. So here's,
these people all talk to each other.
This is more an example of Robert, I didn't mean to ignore you, but
it's
I want to get a couple more stories in before I get to Andrea. This is what brings me back around to thinking that the human condition, human element in this country, but not a country in the world, is somehow so turned on its side.
Stop going here. I don't like it that
I'm
go
sorry
here.
You don't like it, but I think it's important for people to look at this sort of thing.
You're all messed up here.
Listen to this. A college professor and his girlfriend were shot at. This professor's killed, and the girlfriend wounded.
La 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 la.
You can do la 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 all you want, but yet this is the kind of stuff. Maybe if we have a conversation about it, it will get people to change. That's my whole purpose for doing this, Richie. Not to be.
About it, it gives people ideas who are sick and twisted like the nutbag yesterday running around the Navy Yard.
I do not. That didn't have anything to do with me. I didn't give him that idea.
I think that these people go out and the guy in the theater in Colorado, I think the guy in the shopping center with Gabby Giffords, I think they all get their ideas from watching these other crazy people. It's just...
All right, here's some good news, Rich. You ready?
Yes, thank you.
Kim Kardashian has hired a publicist to distance herself from the rest of her family.
I did that years ago.
Really? You hired a publicist?
I hired a publicist to distance myself from the Kardashian family.
Really?
It's worked rather well, actually.
I thought that you were going to distance yourself from this family, the Doug Steffen family.
No. You guys aren't all out crazy like they are. I just didn't want anything to do with them, and we were getting a little close. So.
All right. So here's the... I'm going to give you the 2020 news quiz. Maybe a science quiz before we get to Andrea. All right, everybody ready?
Sure. I love science.
A newborn baby has about how much blood in his circulatory system? Compare that to the amount of blood an adult human has. This is a very, very...
Define the measurement we're using,
number.
Please.
Okay. Newborn baby is 1 day old. Well, how much in
are
terms
we looking
of
percentage, gallons, liters?
No, it's we're talking about a volume of liquid. So if I give you any more than that, it's sort of, in terms of an adult, it's quarts.
Quarts, okay. Right. Pints, quarts. Okay.
Right, but in terms of a baby, it's less than that, Roberta. All right? And if you get one of the two numbers right, you'll get our swell prize. You've got 3 minutes to figure it out. 888-302-3684. In other words, I want to know how much blood you have in your system when you are born, and then once you get to maturity, how much blood your heart is pumping through your tissues, through your lungs, through your body. All right? You ready? You got that? You understand what I'm asking?
I do.
Well, how much blood does a newborn baby have in his or her circulatory system? And then once you've gotten to maturity, what's the average number of quarts which your heart is pumping about 75 times a minute? What's the number in quarts? And what's the number when you're a baby? All right? 3 minutes, figure it out. 888-302-3684. Andrea Metcalf coming up to give us some fitness. We'll chew on some fitness ideas in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Book a room and stay between August 15th and September 30th this year and save 10, 15, or even 20%. The longer you stay, the more you save. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
Banning phrases like Merry Christmas seemed like a fad at first, but political correctness has moved way beyond academic speech and corporate policies into the world of legal rulings and government-imposed speech codes. The news is filled with stories about banning references to religion, race, or gender in our public schools. Many of us played along for a time because we don't go out of our way to offend people, and it seemed easy enough to substitute Happy Holidays for Merry Christmas. But if we look through the lens of liberty first, we realize that this is no place for government. America's founders understood that people must be free to think and say what they please, or our most basic right, freedom of speech, will soon lose its importance.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires and a 30-day price match guarantee. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 9/30/13. Add written estimate or internet quote for identical tires from competing tire retailer or installer located within 50 miles of the dealer. Required during guarantee period for price match. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
This fall, when your allergies strike, fight back with the power of Benadryl. It's proven more effective than Claritin at relieving your allergies. Get the powerful allergy relief of Benadryl and fight back when allergies attack. Benadryl, you know the drill.
Use only as directed based on studies in seasonal allergic rhinitis with Benadryl allergy 50 milligrams 3 times daily versus Claritin 10 milligrams once daily. Claritin is a registered trademark of MSD Consumer Care Incorporated.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a 6-month-old Christmas pie. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Like that? Wrote it myself. Put it together last night.
You really?
Yeah.
very
it's incredible what you can do on an iPad nowadays.
We all know that. Andrea Metcalf. All right, so Andrea is here, our fitness guru. I was sort of tying together two bits and pieces of information. Nobody got the answer to my 2020 info quiz, which has to do with your body and what's going on in and around your body. So I will give you the answer because it's really pretty, this is pretty strong information. A newborn baby.
I'm going to guess real quick.
Okay.
I'm going to say an adult has about 8 quarts and a baby has 2.
Baby has 1 cup of blood.
Wow.
In circulation. The average baby that weighs 7 pounds has 1 cup of blood in circulation. An adult human about your size, Richie, has somewhere between 5 and 6 quarts, which your heart is pumping 70 to 75 times a minute.
Wow.
Around
one
your body.
Cup.
Now, this goes back to, Andrea, something that you, Andrea Metcalf, by the way, is our fitness person. She's at andreametcalf.com and is really superb at motivating people by her own demonstration as much as anything else. She's one of those people when it comes, remember the old expression, do as I say, not as I do? With Andrea, it's do as I do. Because she does it, and she's the best walking example I know of for women and men to use every part of their body with almost every movement to keep yourself in shape, keep your muscularity where you want it to be. This is very cool. So I want to bring you around to something that we have at DougStefan.com today, Andrea, other than a wonderful description of you and what you've written about and what you do and how you help people. Also, there is a story about cheerleading. I was onto the football thing, and I say this not to sound like a jerk, but I was the first person nationally to talk about this with any degree of commitment or knowledge. And so it's expanded from football to wrestling to boxing to many other sports, soccer, and cheerleading. The story today has to do with a concussion problem that many cheerleaders are having. As a matter of fact, this report suggests that cheerleading is by far the most dangerous role for women athletes. Girls who suffer concussions don't recognize that they are injured, and that's the problem for high school cheerleaders, college cheerleaders. 37% of all the girls who are involved in cheerleading have had a problem with concussions. That's over a third of these emergency rooms last year visited by cheerleaders. 26,786 cheerleaders in the hospital to be checked out. So, I guess I would ask you, and time is short here, Andrea, I've gone off on my toot here. Did you do cheerleading, and if you know, what do you advise to young women to be physically active?
I think the issue is, first of all, yes, I was in cheerleading almost my entire life, all the way through college. And what's happened to the sport is it's not a full-time commitment. It ends up being several days a week. So the preconditioning, unlike a football player, isn't as extensive throughout their career. It may be when they get to a certain point. That, coupled with the fact that dynamics and tricks have become so much more difficult.
Yeah.
They're doing double backs in cheerleading, which they used to do in the Olympics 10 years ago, off the floor. What I'd really like to tell people is any sport is good as long as you're really fully prepared for it. And your coach may not be the best preparation. They may be great at choreography. They may be good at coaching. But you have to take control of your own body and really put in the work outside of your regular practices to get strong, to have great muscle balance and flexibility. And flexibility with strength is key, especially in cheerleading.
Flexibility with strength, something both men and women should strive for. Check out Andrea's recommendations at andreametcalf.com. 51 after. Thanks, Andrea.
Hi.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
From the movie The First Wives Club, which was really quite a good movie. It was number one, as a matter of fact, during this week in 1996. Good Lord, I didn't think it was that long ago this thing was where it was, but it is where it was. This week, during Movie Moments, we're saluting the 90th anniversary of Warner Brothers. They continue to entertain the world, and when you identify the movie today, which we're going to give you the audio clip from in just a second, you'll win a special anniversary set of 50 Warner Brothers classics. What great prizes we have for this this week, courtesy of the folks at Warner Brothers. $600 value of these. This is the 90th anniversary of Warner Brothers, so there are 50 Warner Brothers classics. And Kenny, is the movie today one of these classics?
Yes, it is.
All right, so let's get at it. And then Chuck will have some movie news for us in a moment. I'm going to talk a little bit about having seen The Butler last night. 888-302-3684. Here's the first of three audio clues from the movie in question today.
You're just a shade. You're just a shade of my real wife. And you're the best that I can do, but I'm sorry, you're just not good enough.
I have no clue.
That's DiCaprio, I think, isn't it, Kenny?
Yes, it is.
Oh, that would explain why I have no clue.
888-302-3684. Richie doesn't like to go to movies with Leonardo DiCaprio.
He's all right.
No, he's not. You don't want to go see him. You think he's a sissy.
Pretty much, yeah.
Nah, exactly. Next clip.
I have a test for you.
You're not going to tell me anything about the script?
Before I describe the job, I have to know you can do it.
Why?
It's not, strictly speaking, legal.
Chucker, you recognize this movie? It's visually was very stunning.
It was beautifully stunning.
It was amazing.
That was probably the highlight of it.
Right. 888-302-3684. If that helps you a little bit. Last clue.
Yeah, I know which one it is now. All right, here we go.
Well, dreams,
yeah,
they feel real while we're in them, right? It's only when we wake up that we realize something was actually strange.
All right.
Yeah, I never even saw the movie, and I know what it is.
Yeah, it was a good movie. Very interesting movie. Yeah. All right, so you have your choice and your chance now to win this $600 set of 50 Warner Brothers classics. Put your thinking caps on.
I'm dialing in right now.
888-302-3684. Good luck in that, Richie.
My name is Bob.
Yeah, Bob. Yeah, right. From Westchester.
That's right. That's
all right. Chucker has movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
GEICO presents another helpful message from your conscience.
You should switch to GEICO because you can save money on car insurance. Yeah, you agree with me because I'm your conscience. I'm always telling you to do the right thing. Listen to this. GEICO's been around for 75 years, so they have an impressive legacy of saving people money. They deserve a lifetime achievement award for that little jewel. Anyway, switch to GEICO. And let's slow down on the powdered donuts. Try to respect yourself. You know what I'm saying?
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Granger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
This is the Movie Moments portion of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Chuck Curry is here with us every day at this time to give us an insight into what's going on in the world of movie news. What do you have, Chucker?
I got some TV news of interest, Doug. AMC and producers of the hit TV show The Walking Dead announced yesterday that they will produce a spin-off companion show for the 2015 season, which will take place in the same end-of-the-world zombie-plagued universe.
Right.
Breaking Bad and Mad Men ending. This makes good business sense. I'm also excited about it. I think it's a pretty good idea. I love The Walking Dead. I think it's one of the best shows on TV, and it should have been nominated for Best Drama in the Emmy category. One other bit of TV news. NBC is going to produce a three-hour version of The Sound of Music live December 5th. December 5th. Stephen Moyer of True Blood, Carrie Underwood, and Audra McDonald of Private Practice will star. I think it's going to get big.
Martin, in Kingman, yeah. Arizona, what's the name of the movie?
Inception,
made in 2010, one of the 50 movies in the special Warner Brothers classic set, which you have just won, valued at $600.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.